Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt, a podcast about electric vehicles, renewable energy, autonomous driving, and much, much more. My name is Bodie, and I am your host, and today marks the last day of our five-day experiment. Honestly, this is a lot harder than it would seem. You know, short little podcast shouldn't feel like it's that hard, but this is actually, it takes more time than you think to put all this stuff together. All right, let's get to the news. NIO has begun public trials of its 150 kilowatt hour semi-solid state battery pack. Battery company WeLion is actually supplying the semi-solid state cells. This is a public trial, but it is a controlled public trial. These battery packs initially from May 1st to May 31st are only going to be available to people renting NIOs through NIO's destination service, which is some sort of rental car service in China. And in order to get access to the 150 kilowatt hour battery pack, you need to rent for at least 3 consecutive days. Now, if everything goes right, beginning on June 1st, NIO will let their battery subscription customers rent a semi-solid state battery pack for longer periods of time. But as it is right now, it's only available under those constrained conditions. Rivian has launched a new DC fast charger design that was designed to work with other EVs, not just Rivian's. So the chargers come in 400 and 800 volt flavors. They will initially have CCS1 connectors on them. So if you wanted to charge your Tesla, you need to buy an adapter, but eventually those chargers would be fitted with the NACS adapter as well. Elon recently went to China and politely asked regulators to approve full self-driving in China, and China agreed. Tesla stock price had a little bump, and I find it weird, though, that Elon can fly to China, but he's too busy to fly to India to talk to Prime Minister Modi about a potential factory in India. Like, when you fly from Texas to China, you're basically in India's neighborhood. So you might as well stop by, say hello, build a factory, that kind of thing. All right, that brings us to our final story of this episode, and it has to do with the supercharger network. And Tesla sent out an email to suppliers, and I would guess this would be also contractors, anybody that has to do with the supercharger network and did not, that's external to Tesla, not the team that they laid off, not the Tesla employees who take care of the superchargers, but like external third-party contractors or suppliers. So rather than me read you the email, I'm going to have AI do it. So let's go ahead and read the email together.
To all concerned, you may be aware that there has been a recent adjustment with the supercharger organization, which is presently undergoing a sudden and thorough restructuring. If you have already received this email, please disregard it as we are attempting to connect with our suppliers and contractors. As part of this process, we are in the midst of establishing new leadership roles, prioritizing projects, and streamlining our payment procedures. Due to the transitional nature of this phase, we are asking for your patience with our response time. I understand that this period of change may be challenging and that patience is not easy when expecting to be paid. However, I want to express my sincere appreciation for your understanding and support as we navigate through this transition. At this time, please hold on breaking ground on any newly awarded construction projects and planned pre-construction walks. If currently working on an active supercharging construction site, please continue. Contact email redacted for further questions, comments, and concerns. Additionally, hold on working on any new material orders. Contact email redacted for further questions, comments, and concerns. If waiting on delayed payment, please contact email redacted for a status update. Thank you for your cooperation and patience.
All right. Let's break that email down just a little bit here. It sounds like that laying off the supercharger team was not well thought out based on this. Like they even say in here, hey, if we've already sent you this email, just disregard it because we're sending a lot of these out apparently. And then it seemed like they hit on this a lot in the email, even though it was just a short email, when they said, hey, we appreciate your patience in not being paid. I don't think Tesla is going to stiff these businesses, but it doesn't sound like they're planning on paying them anytime soon. And that, to me, if I was a contractor or a supplier with Tesla, would be concerning because you have to pay your people. And in a lot of cases, you've already done the work. So that becomes very problematic because now that's coming out of your pocket and not Tesla's. So hopefully, if this is the case and Tesla is taking a long time to pay these people get interest because that is not okay. I'm curious as to what your thoughts are. So send me an email, Bodie, B-O-D-I-E at 918digital.com. And I will say this about this week and emails. I don't think I've ever received as many emails in the entire 8 years I've been doing this podcast as I did this week. Like, I mean, I'm sure I've received more emails in 8 years. I'm saying like in a 1 week period, this is definitely a record breaker. So if I haven't responded to you, just send me a little like reminder email telling me that you emailed me because honestly, I think I got everybody, but if I don't want to miss any, I don't ever want anyone to think that they were ignored is really what it comes down to. All right. Now I do have one more special thing that we're going to play after the outro music. I used 11 Labs to create that voice that read the email. I also asked it to do it in a very, I wanted it to do it in a very droopy dog kind of a voice. Unfortunately, I couldn't get that, but I did find something as droopy dog-ish as possible, and I turned the sarcastic meter all the way to the top. Now, is this going to be funny to you? Probably not, but I found it funny. So listen to the music, enjoy it. On Tuesday, we're going to talk about Ford's earnings call. I hope y'all, again, have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you soon.
To all concerned, you may be aware that there has been a recent adjustment with the Supercharger organization, which is presently undergoing a sudden and thorough restructuring. If you have already received this email, please disregard it as we are attempting to connect with our suppliers and contractors. As part of this process, we are in the midst of establishing new leadership roles, prioritizing projects, and streamlining our payment procedures. Due to the transitional nature of this phase, we are asking for your patience with our response time. I understand that this period of change may be challenging, and that patience is not easy when expecting to be paid. However, I want to express my sincere appreciation for your understanding and support as we navigate through this transition. At this time, please hold on breaking ground on any newly awarded construction projects and planned pre-construction walks. If currently working on an active supercharging construction site, please continue. Contact email redacted for further questions, comments, and concerns. Additionally, hold on working on any new material orders. Contact email redacted for further questions, comments, and concerns. If waiting on delayed payment, please contact email redacted for a status update. Thank you for your cooperation and patience.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.